Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agriculture news up next.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in-deal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Latest crop progress numbers issued last night by USDA showing that the corn and soybean crops in the U.S. continue to lag as far as maturity is concerned, year ago and the five-year average. Conditions are under that of a year ago as well. U.S. corn crop, for example, 57% in good to excellent shape. That compares to 68% good to excellent shape 1 year ago. Reaching the denting stage, we are now up to 27% of the corn crop now dented versus 59% a year ago at this point, 46% the five-year average. As far as setting pods are concerned, we've got soybeans nationally at 79%. That's compared to 94% a year ago, 91% the five-year average. So we continue to lag in both of those major crops across the Midwestern states. Meanwhile, nationally, pasture range conditions are at 64% in good to excellent shape. Oklahoma has dropped a little bit more compared to a week ago, 47% now in good to excellent shape. Up in Kansas, they're at 70% in good to excellent condition on pasture range conditions. Oklahoma has dropped 3 points compared to a week ago. Kansas actually up by 5 percentage points. Texas down to 22% in good to excellent shape on their pasture range conditions. U.S. agriculture groups are happy that we've got a deal announced in principle with the Japanese. However, the details, of course, remain lacking right now. Those details will be worked out by U.S. Trade Ambassador Robert Lighthizer and his Japanese counterparts in the days to come. Kent Backus, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says it's vital that this happen quickly because we have a trade disadvantage right now that we're facing versus countries like Australia in that Japanese market.
You know, we cannot afford to stay at status quo. Status quo is not going to work for us. We're sitting at a 38.5% tariff in our leading export market. You know, all of our competitors from the TPP countries, from the EU as well, everyone that has these trade agreements with the Japanese, they have a significant tariff rate advantage over us. Right now, you know, we're at 38.5%, and many of these TPP countries are at 26.6. That sends a message to Japanese importers that they need to start sourcing from these other countries. And if we don't do anything soon and we stay with the status quo, then that is going to put us at a significant disadvantage. This announcement is great. We really look forward to seeing this move forward. We need this to move forward as quickly as possible, and I think that is that's certainly some welcome news that are happy to hear. And we need some good news on trade, and we need to see this move forward as soon as possible.
NCBA's Kent Backus. You've got farm news on Ron.
The Oklahoma Angus Association presents the 20th annual Gathering Place Sale, Saturday, August 31st at noon at H2 Cattle Company, located just east of Perkins, Oklahoma on Highway 33. The sale will feature over 80 registered female lots, as well as spring calving and bred heifers and cows from many of Oklahoma's top Angus breeders. For more information or a sale catalog, go to mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.